Washington, this is VOA News. Steve Norman reporting. President Trump, in a defiant speech at a rally in the U.S. state of West Virginia, called stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication that makes his political opponents feel better about themselves after their loss in last year's election.
Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you.
Wall Street Journal reports that special counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up his probe into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Mr. Trump said at the rally that the prosecutor should be looking at Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails. Clinton, the Democratic nominee, won the popular vote in last year's election, but Republican Trump prevailed in the presidential election by capturing enough electoral votes. President Trump expected to increase pressure on China to change its trade practices and do more to stop North Korea's weapons program. Mr. Trump expected to sign an order in the coming days to open an investigation of Chinese demands that foreign companies share technology secrets in exchange for access to massive Chinese markets. Ceasefire in parts of Homs province in central Syria was held, giving civilians a chance to start pulling their lives back together. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported no violations, while reporters on the ground say markets there have reopened. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber in Afghanistan killed at least four people in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops between Kabul and the largest American base in the country. Taliban told journalists the bomber was one of its men. Flames engulfed one of the tallest residential towers in Dubai. That happened early today. It was the second time in 2 years that residents of the building had to scramble to safety. The cause of this fire not immediately clear. No injuries have been reported. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says his country's intelligence agency has downgraded the threat level to aviation after an alleged Islamic-inspired plot to bring down a plane was uncovered.
Commissioner, the Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin's advised me that the investigation efforts are proceeding very successfully in terms of the gathering of evidence, and that I should expect Australians should expect charges to be laid in due course, but that is, of course, a matter for the police.
Four men were arrested in raids in several suburbs in Sydney. One man has since been released. Former ally of Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has been detained by police in connection with allegations of illegal drug production from 2012. Philip Alexio has the story.
Ngoc Bun Chai was taken in for questioning from his home on the outskirts of the capital, Phnom Penh. Police did not explain why five-year-old allegations of involvement in the drug trade had suddenly been revived. Ngoc Bun Chai was dismissed from his government advisory post by Hun Sen in June, following reports that he had conspired with the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party against Hun Sen's ruling party ahead of local elections that month. More than a dozen other members of Ngoc Bun Chai's party also were removed from their government positions. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
We're all facing a shortage of popular Darjeeling tea because of deadly unrest in the Indian territory where it's grown. The many plantations across the area normally provide the bulk of the nearly 8 million kilos of tea sold each year, with most going to Europe. But with the shutdown and the slowdown between native Gorkhas, who provide the majority of plantation workers, and the West Bengal government, now 50 days old, production has fallen by 90% in June. More than $4 million worth of ivory statuettes, trinkets, jewelry were crushed into powder in New York's Central Park to show that the ivory belongs on elephants, not on the shelf. Global ivory trade outlawed in 1990.
That's the latest world news from VOA.